69.
Yeah, baby.
69.
Once again, Weezer having sex.
You know, we got to listen to that Bob and Tom show. See what they're doing over there. They seem to be...
They got it together. Yeah. Big award. Hello, testing. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom show. There we go. That feels perfect.
Right. Get that Q-tip out. Run that right around the old rim.
Oh, come on.
There we go. That feels perfect.
That's right.
So what do you call your place? What do you call your new place? Dirt Donut. Funny story. We don't serve donuts. That's
Percy gagging.
Here we are in the Napa Auto Parts studios for your dining and dancing pleasure.
Quick World Cup update coming up.
Okay, that would be Chick McGee speaking. Over there, that's Ace Cosby.
Time to detail.
He's our resident engineer, along with Josh, who's right over there.
Hi.
This is Tom speaking. That covers the men in the room, except for our guest comedian, Pat Godwin.
What the hey?
That's Christy Lee.
Hello.
God, I was just in the green room, and your little boy is in there. How old is he now?
7.
Young Jimmy, and he is a contortionist.
Yeah. I asked him if he could put his feet behind his head, and he tried it.
He's very limber.
Yeah, very limber.
Oh.
The only time
I asked him if he did gymnastics.
Pat, the way things are going for you right now, if you can put your feet behind your head, it'll be when they're extracting you with the jaws of life. After you hit a pole. Hit a deer.
So a fatal car accident is what you're predicting.
No. They might have to put his hip back together. But
your son can put his feet behind his head.
Yes.
Well, in a few years, you're going to want to knock before entering his room.
Well, that painted a picture.
We all tried that, probably.
Hey, it's time for this. Cup.
Do you have another World Cup update?
Yes. Here's what it sounded like yesterday when France beat Belgium 1-0 to France enter the semifinals on Sunday against either England or Croatia.
This is when Samuel
Umtiti.
That's his name, Samuel Umtiti. Is it or ?
Announcer from Telemundo, Umtiti.
Umtiti. Samuel Umtiti.
Umtiti.
Don't they know it's the end of the world?
Cup.
It ended when you said.
Samuel Umtiti lo hizo. Goodbye.
Leaves you hanging there.
Skeeter. That's Skeeter Davis.
Okay.
Now, there's a skeeter on my Peter.
Whack it off.
There's a skeeter on my Peter.
Whack it off.
There's another on my cousin.
A dozen
on my cousin because I can hear them buzzing. There's a skeeter on my Peter.
Whack it off.
Wow.
I never heard the cousin part.
That takes an incestuous turn.
Welcome to fourth grade, ladies and gentlemen. Do they serve
vodka at all these Russian games?
I would imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And all these people get time off to go to these games in the middle of the day in Russia?
What time is it? I think they're 6 hours ahead of us.
Yeah. I learned a fun fact about France.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ace Cosby.
The first French fries weren't fried in France.
What?
They're fried in Greece.
Oh.
look at Tom's face. He doesn't know whether or not to be mad or jealous.
No, I'm jealous. I love that.
That is so something he would say.
No, I love that joke.
To recognize how stupid and funny it is.
But we had the mic off on our drummer for the rim shot. God, you had
it. I didn't see it coming.
The delivery.
It was beautiful.
Because I know that Ace has been wasting his life watching the World Cup.
It's the gravitas in his voice.
Right. Very nice.
Why would you think he's wasting his? It's the World
No,
Cup.
I know that when they bury me, I'm going to go, God, I wish I could have stayed awake to watch that incredible lack of action for
it
hours.
It was at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, well, whatever. can you check this out for me, Ace? I almost called you Grace. Wow. do they call white Russians in Russia?
Oh, boy. Oh, instead of like white usses?
I'm asking.
Isn't Chinese food in China just food?
Canadian bacon in Canada. Blah! Yeah! lives.
I'm funny. Jumbo shrimp. You park on the driveway and drive on the parkway.
You think they have, like, vodka guys going through the crowd? Like they
That's
do
what I'm asking.
Salesmen?
Are you trying to get me to have a drink of vodka? Because if you keep talking about it, I'm going
to
want
I'd love to
it.
See that.
More than I do right now.
I'm just asking. You know.
Yeah.
Dave,
you're musing.
We call them white Russians, just asking.
They are good. I love them. Russians.
What about black Russian? Right? There's black Russian.
Don't look at Ace when you say that.
All right, Ace? Black Russian?
That's Kahlua in vodka.
Solid?
Nah.
Okay. Is it Kahlua in some
dark the black name. Russian, Jamal Stolichnaya.
And I'm the one. You heard him call me out when I said black Russian. Don't look at Ace when you say black Russian.
Right,
and
right.
And then he doubles down with Jamal Stolichnaya. Are you okay?
Sorry. Have you seen, by the way, Mr. Samuel Titicaca?
Whatever it is.
It's a geographical fugue. Number 94 story. Nah, nah, nah. Sorry, I'm having a nervous break. I'm trying to fight it off. I'm fighting it off.
Anybody else get gored at Pamplona?
Man, one of the guys did, a bullfighter who's been gored many times before.
You would think you'd learn after the first
time. Yes. His eye was gored out a couple years ago. And now
now he has no depth perception. Yes. He can't see the horn coming at him.
And this year he got gored again in the neck or something.
Gored again.
Naturally.
Maybe it's time
gored
he...
again.
You know, sometimes not everybody can live their dream. Maybe bullfighting isn't for you.
Yes, stop.
Where did that
start? Oh, no. He was scalped. That's what it was.
Scalped. What?
I watched the video,
took
unfortunately.
Took his head off?
No. It,
the scalp
he,
off?
Yeah, he was running away from the bull, and he tripped. And so the bull took advantage and scraped his horn against his scalp. And so when the guy stood up, half of his scalp is flapping off the side of his head.
Let's see. This is yesterday evening. How was day four, the running of the bulls in Pamplona? The bulls from the Fuente Umbro stock breeder.
Remember Daisy Fuentes? Oh, man.
Red pepper hot.
Yes.
Caliente.
Fuente Umbro stock breeder taking to the streets of Pamplona. The 14th time in the history of the world-famous fiestas in northern Spain. Lightning fast run. A clean run. First medical reports from emergency services. Albeit in Pamplona, suggested there were no gorings, with ambulance crews attending to just three runners, all male, with bumps and bruises to various parts of their body.
Here's a blind guy running it.
What?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Who started that, Hemingway?
No, it's been going on for, 400 years?
Yeah.
He wrote about it, The Sun Also Rises, so that's when it became.
As the rocket was fired and the doors of the pen flung open, the six steers that accompany the fighting bulls on the route every morning took to the lead. One of the bulls inched ahead of the herd for a second, but then fell back.
I'll find that bullfighter story and send it to you.
Okay. Why don't you do that?
Wow. Do you know who Daisy Fuentes is married to?
I do not.
Richard Marx.
No.
That's yes. right.
All right.
He's correct. You have a type. And I bet, you really
does
like
she
the
call
Spanish.
Him Dick? Does she call him Dick Marx?
There's one on this cheek and one on this
cheek. You are extra juvenile today.
I know. I feel like
extra juvenile.
I feel young today. Coming up, Pat Godwin's got a new
I got
song.
I fight with Richard Marx. I'd rather not talk about it.
We're taking. No, I'd rather not hear about it.
that's why we work together, buddy.
Why'd you get in a fight with Richard Marx?
I'm not telling anybody. It's mine. It's my memory.
You call them Skid?
None of your business.
We have a lot to get to here, including, have you seen the grandfather inadvertently recording himself during the proposal?
Oh, no.
Come
poor
on.
No, it's the sweetest
poor
thing.
Poor addled.
Someone hands, no, he's not addled. Someone hands this guy an iPhone, and he doesn't realize it's in selfie mode. It's really fun. It's very sweet.
Yeah, how'd the bride feel about it?
And we also have a great story about a woman who proposes, and it does not go well.
Do you know how the bride felt about it?
Oh, no.
It's about me. Turn it on. Me.
Well, when you hear the proposal story,
that's
really weird.
Mm-hmm.
That the female proposing to the male?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's something very unusual about it involving
the way it was done.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Would you be okay with a woman proposing to you?
If it had been, if we had already discussed that we wanted to get married, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you want her to be?
I'd prefer to do it, honestly, but.
Would you want her to be clothed?
Yeah, I think that should be a clothed.
Have you ever come close to getting married?
No, not really.
Have you ever planned a proposal?
No.
Ever thought it through?
Yeah, well, maybe, kind of.
Do you think you'll be clothed when you do it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You need to shut up now, okay?
Also coming up, as much as this can be funny, a guy who has an encounter with the police involving alcohol, and he has one of the great explanations of all time to the cops. So this is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studio. There's the lady of the house, Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
That's Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk. We have really covered that World Cup.
Yes, we have. More coming up.
Oh, my.
Okay, that's Josh. That's Ace, our engineer. This is Tom speaking. Our guest in the studio is comedian Pat Godwin.
Hello.
He's going to try and take another crack at a song we took on yesterday. I enjoyed that very much.
Ask for it now. Sent the bell ringer out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Lost the band. Well, lost the band.
I guess we won't be doing that right now. It's a fine song, certainly. I don't know what to do. Oh, well, this will save everybody.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Man, I couldn't even barely sleep like a baby last night, hearing all over ESPNs and Chick Sports about some dick named Travis beating Evel Knievel's record.
Oh, yeah, some guy over
Travis
the weekend
Pastrana.
In Vegas. What's his name?
Travis Pastrana is a big, like, 11-time meddler in the X Games.
Wow.
Well, who even cares, Christy? Why is this even news anyways?
What do you mean he beat Evel Knievel's records?
Evel Knievel's will always be an original American badass. No matter who beats his records.
All right.
State law. I don't care if Molly Hatchet and David Coverdale's formed a baby. They couldn't produce a better seed. He's tougher than a pine knot. Anybody tell you the same?
Huh.
Travis may have beat a few jumping records, but he'll never get the record for most broke bones. I swear to God.
Good point.
Evel broke all his rib bones twice. He broke his tibias, fibias. Plus, that ain't even figuring in all the damage his liver took over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever see his diamond-studded walking stick? It had that hidden liquor compartment in it.
Oh, no, sure, yeah. That's famous.
Did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it'd give James Bond a boner. It was badass. Whenever I seen Evel with that walking stick, it always reminded me of my Uncle Sonny. He'd hide his weed in his prophetic leg. He'd got pulled over one time by the cops. I was just a small fry. I swear to God, been nothing better than watching dogs sniff forever. Finally, they let him get off scot-free. And then he'd wave the leg out the driver's side window as we drove off, which is basically my Uncle Sonny's way of giving a finger. I swear to God. Man, I love Vacation Bible School. But I'll say it like this.
Oh, boy.
Only Evel could pull off the low-cut, star-studded leather jumpsuit and not get his ass beat.
Good point.
I mean, him and Elvis. But Elvis had to have bodyguards.
Right.
Evel didn't need Sonny Red to do that 24/7. You know, probably making $15 an hour. And growing up, I remember watching him, too, launching himself across Snake River on that rocket bike. Remember, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
He made it, too, until the wind grabbed his chute and drug him back into the canyon. One time, I'll never forget this, and I've never told this story. It's one of them foggy men. My mom Phyllis took me to see him. He used to jump school buses at the state fair where we live.
Sure, absolutely.
And I must have been like 6, 7 years old. I was stoked about it. Even brought my Evel Knievel action figure with me. He made the jump, and I still remember the crowd going nuts hard. Then it gets real foggy because I remember my mom Phyllis went backstage for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She talked to security guard.
Uh-huh.
And then like an hour later, I don't know how long the line must have been, but she came out and she brought me to Mr. Evel Knievel's trailer to meet Evel himself.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
And I remember he came out the trailer and he walks right up to me. And then he goes off the side, he's like, oh, my leg, kid, I'm going to puke. And he was badass, and he puked right there by his bus, man. Wow. Imagine the nerves that far after the jump, and he still couldn't hold his mud.
Really?
Then I remember my mom, Phyllis, stood up the whole way home on a bus ride. Even though there's plenty of seats. It's like she had the same nerves that he did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Then you see that, and she was the same way, you know. No, I swear to God, she's the same way that time we drove the radio station because she'd won journey tickets. And like an hour later, She comes out with journey tickets, parking pass, all of it.
Parking pass.
Yeah. Wow. God, I guess that's why they call it pandemonium. Anyways, you can imagine, man, it's a dream come true. At that very moment, I decided it was going to be my life's calling to be another natural-born badass just like him, just like Evil. I mean, he did it on Harleys, and I was still rocking a Huffy, but you can dream. Mm-hmm. And they say never meet your heroes, but I'm proof that sometimes it works out.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still got the same shoes I was wearing that day when I met him. And if you look real close, you can see some of the yak on the laces. I got to go.
Thank you, Donnie. So, Mom Phyllis.
Oh, well, who's surprised by that?
Took her an hour, apparently, to meet Evel Knievel. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News desk. What else is going on over there?
A Florida man told investigators he was not drinking while driving, but he did admit he was drinking when stopped at stop signs. Sheriff's deputies responded to a Vero Beach McDonald's after a woman reported a car kept hitting her bumper in the drive-thru.
Kept hitting.
Deputies noticed 69-year-old Earl Stevens Jr.
Yeah.
That's what I was smelling of alcohol in a bottle of Jim Beam in a paper bag resting on his passenger seat. According to the affidavit, Stevens explained that he was not drinking while the car was moving.
Just have a little taste.
And only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals.
Now, how'd that go over with the cops?
Not very well. He also added he'd never once possessed a valid Florida driver's license. He bragged about that. He was arrested for a DUI and driving without a license.
So it's essentially a drinking game.
Right.
Come to a stoplight, do a shot.
Yep. Come to a stop sign, do a shot.
The cops approach the car, chug your beer. Okay.
Not driving.
Technically.
He stopped.
Yeah, I only drink at the stop signs, and when I'm not the stop signs, I'm texting. Okay. So
a jury in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a country song right there, if you don't mind. If I can interrupt.
Song about that?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean,
give me a strum of that guitar. Okay, there you go.
Why did you pull me over? Why am I being detained? Yes, I'm aware I'm really drunk. Officer, let me explain. I wasn't drinking and driving. I was only drinking at stop signs. And I'd pull over and take a slug. I'd never drive and chug a lug. I wasn't drinking and driving. So don't arrest me and hand me a fine. I was only drinking at the stop sign.
Oh, that was a surprise.
Right. Thank you.
That was a quick right.
So he was drinking and then driving.
Yeah.
And then stopping and drinking and then driving.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's okay.
No, he's not okay.
Yeah.
Sure, but.
So if he lived in a neighborhood with a lot of roundabouts, he would have been sober.
True.
Yeah.
Never would have to stop.
Yeah. I enjoy those very much.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy them when people know how to drive in them properly.
Well,
the purpose of a roundabout is not to stop.
I told you I had a guy come at me the wrong way on one.
No,
you had a guy flying at you, is what you said.
No,
wrong
he was.
Way.
He was going the wrong way.
He's flying.
Yeah, he was going very quickly the wrong way.
Yeah.
Maybe he realized where he was and was trying to get off there quickly.
Maybe he knew
that's
you.
That sounds like the guy's explanation for drinking and driving. officer, I realized I was going the wrong way on the roundabout, so I decided to go faster to get out of the way of everybody.
A very old lady was in front of me, and she turned her turn signal on it every 45 degrees. click, click, click. Yeah. Or 90 degrees or whatever.
I think in some places you have to use a turn signal
if you're going to get off, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Back to you.
A jury has convicted a Pennsylvania dad of forcing his 11-year-old daughter to drive him and his 8-year-old son home because he was drunk. Sean Hannon found guilty yesterday of endangering the welfare of children, driving under the influence, recklessly endangering another person in various traffic citations.
Mm-hmm.
Another driver noticed the Dodge Dakota pickup truck moving slowly along the road near Hamlin in November and saw a child behind the wheel. Prosecutors say he alerted authorities when the truck crashed into a tree and took the keys so Hannon wouldn't flee. No one was injured in the crash.
Well, thank goodness.
That one, that one reminds me of another true story.
Yeah.
Remember this thing from Augie?
Augie, you mentioned your mom.
Well, my family's a mess anyway. Both my parents were alcoholics. And so when I was a kid, great drunk dad story. My dad's, he's passed out at the Elks Club bar in Ventura, California. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And we need to get him home.
Wait a minute. We're setting the scene. 10 o'clock at night,
Ventura, California, passed out at the Elks Club bar. We need to get home, but he's out of cash. I know that he's out of cash because I rifled through his wallet like I always did when he's drunk. But yeah. I figure, we can't afford a cab, so say, what the hell, I'll drive. Made sense at the time.
How old were you?
I was 9. My older brother was 13. So we all jump into his my dad's Fiat Super Bravo, very popular car at the time. And I'm sitting on a book so I can see over the dash. My drunk dad is riding shotgun. My older brother in the back seat in the fetal position crying. So
hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. So good times. So, and as I said, this is Southern California and we had to take the freeway home. Okay.
Uh-huh.
At 9 years old, I don't know a lot about driving. I'll give you that right now.
Sure.
But I know from the video games, those walls on the side are a bad, bad thing. So I'm in the middle lane doing about 25 of the hazards on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At this point, I should mention that road rage has been around for some time. I realize it gets a lot of press these days, but people have been angry while driving for years. And you guys have never seen anything quite as funny as a road rager changing expressions in the middle of a rant when they realize exactly what's going on. Oh, sure. People cruising down the I-5 at 90 miles an hour got a little bit upset when they came across the Fiat Super Bravo in the middle lane doing 25 with the hazards on. But then when they saw I was going out, I was like, I'm going to kill your whole family. Pull over, you idiot. Where'd you get your license? Oh, my God.
It's a 9-year-old driving.
Godspeed, brave soldier. And what you do, world, is you take this pain and you have fun with it. You know?
That's the best. How'd you get? Wow. Did you make it home, I gather?
What's funny is, okay, we get all the way down the freeway. This is a true story. We're one block from the house. That's when we get pulled over. Yeah. Where was Eric Estrada an hour ago when I needed you, right? And so this is a true story. The cop, he wakes up my dad and he's yelling at him, right? And the cop looks at my older brother in the back seat, who, let's remember, is all of 13, and actually poses the question, well, he's older. Why isn't he driving? And my dad, quick as that, went, well, he can't drive a stick. Well, there you go.
Augie Smith. One of his. It ties right in with the news.
Ties right in. Yeah, hard to believe. Here's a sad story. A man returned to his New Jersey home Monday night to find both his wife and her lover dead in the garage.
Yikes.
The pair apparently died of carbon monoxide poisoning while having sex.
That's what happened, officer, I swear to God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The 39-year-old woman and her 56-year-old lover, who sources believe was her mechanic, were discovered. You think a mechanic would know better.
Yeah.
Were discovered just before 9 p.m. Monday at the house in Newark,
New Jersey.
Maybe
he was doing her in the tailpipe, and he figured that the CO2 wouldn't escape.
Well, then his logic was flawed.
Yeah. Right in the old tailpipe.
I mean, you know, I've certainly had encounters in the sexual realm that were exhausting.
Hey!
But, sure you did.
But I heard
you.
Okay, this may be what I was talking about earlier, though.
What do you mean?
On a serious note, I know this is an uptown issue, but
this is a big story. I read it. It was in the New York Times or Washington Post or something about.
Yeah, and what it is? It's some of these newer cars that have the what do you call those things? The fob.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Keyless.
They have the keyless thing. So when you get in your car, you don't have to put the key in anymore. In some of these things. And so people get home and the cars are so quiet, they don't realize, they forget that they're on, they, you know, get busy or whatever and forget to turn the car off, go inside and the carbon monoxide is going into their house.
Yep.
It's happening more and more often. So
the PSA here is, don't have sex in a running car in your garage and get a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah, I'll get a carbon monoxide detector. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, make sure you turn your car off. And I'm guilty of this.
Maybe they wanted the music.
Just the other day, I was at a restaurant.
Or the air conditioning.
I came out from a restaurant. Oh, my car is unlocked. How did I? Then it's also running.
Oh, man.
Well, fortunately, the car was right next to a busy street. Sitting there. Yeah, I got to wake up. But so this guy, boy, that's a rough afternoon, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find out.
Now, I assume they were in position of some. They were, you know.
Oh.
I gather they were.
Still in.
You said that they were had clearly had
they could have been,
intimate relations.
It could have been a post.
Yeah, okay.
They could have been snuggling.
Okay.
I fell asleep after, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
That's going to be an unpleasant visit at the funeral home.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a gruesome. Body swells up.
Man, bad way to go.
Changes colors, you know, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Fills with gases. And
yeah.
Turns purple.
So this guy at least had the privilege of coming and going at the same time. or nearby. I don't know about her, of course. Who's to say?
Don't you try to turn the car off?
Well, a gentleman would make sure she did.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't. It's odorless and colorless.
Yeah, but don't you go, man, why are we so tired all of a sudden?
Well, you just had sex.
They just thought it was the post-coital funk?
I guess.
Haze?
Maybe they were.
Was he Gumby legs?
Vigorously.
Was it that funky?
Vigorously. What do you call it? Rogering?
Okay, well. In New
Jersey.
And
where did Roger get involved?
That's an English thing.
That's an old term from. I read that in the book. What was it called? The
Lady.
Dickens?
No, The Diary of a Virginia Gentleman.
Oh.
It's a great book. Super interesting. It's about I mean, the guy gets up, it's, you know, whatever, 1700 something, and he'd get up in the morning and he'd say, I would do my dance.
What was his dance?
It was meaning exercise.
Oh.
He would do stretching, and it's really kind of cool.
You don't know. He might have been a choreographer. You don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he was actually dancing.
Yeah, maybe he just got out of bed and did the monkey.
One singular sensation. I'm going to.
Or the Freddy. What about the Freddy?
Good stretching exercise, the Freddy.
Chick. What are you doing?
I'm wondering that more and more lately.
You know,
he's looking
Freddy.
For it.
we'll get the Freddy coming up. Now, are we almost ready with your new song?
I have a couple of them ready.
I know, but
go.
The one you did yesterday, we're going to redo
you
that,
just
I guess.
Did and a new song.
Let me warm up a little.
Our
get
bell
to that
ringer
one.
Is not here.
I meant the new song from yesterday that I liked
well,
very
much.
Well,
it's not much. A new song, then, is it?
Yeah, it's a day-old song.
And we got to wait for our bell ringer.
Nobody else can ring the bell?
Okay. I can ring the bell, but
Josh can ring.
However,
the
I know our bell ringer.
No, see, that's
a very
loves
good
being
job.
The bell ringer.
That's not very good.
Well, that's a cowbell.
You want to do something here?
Do you stretch in the morning, Josh?
I've stopped. I used to.
He's fishing for an insult.
Not at all.
I see the look on your face.
I really.
These aggressive vocals, don't you? Hear the happy beat of you and the Freddy.
Let me know when I can put my headphones back on.
Great song.
Oh, it's over. He's not playing it now.
That and Palisades Park and Goldfinger.
All very good. We're coming right back. We have shark attacks in the
in
news.
In your face.
We have a gigantic crocodile. They just grabbed him.
Couple proposals going bad.
The proposal one's great.
We'll be back with more show in a little while.
Bob and Tom. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Lady of the house is Christy Lee. She's right next
everybody.
To me. Our engineer is Ace Cosby, of course. No relation to Bing.
Bing Cosby.
That's Cosby.
Boy, that would be a great Halloween costume.
Bing Cosby.
Bing Cosby. No, I would tell you how to do it, but I'd be
walk around with a paddle.
Let's move
well,
on.
We are going on vacation, so that's, maybe one, by the time we get back, they'll forget you said it. How
okay, good.
That?
That's Chick McGee. He's over there, and that's Josh. And
hi.
We have our guest is comedian Pat Godwin.
Yep.
And Pat has a... apparently, we're not going to do your new song from yesterday again.
Not until I'm ready.
We're trying to do a fix on that.
There's no, you can't, it's not new if we did it yesterday.
It's day old.
Maybe
there was nothing wrong with the original.
It's day old.
I love the original. I didn't
want
to do it.
Why are we fixing it?
Yeah, he had the weird, you go, the bell was rang at the wrong place.
And it was funnier.
It was, I think it was funnier.
Yeah, so I.
So what are we fixing? Why is he even here?
And he
who's
he,
with me?
He was doing a character voice, and then halfway through the song, he went out of character.
That's, which makes it funny.
I agree. I thought that was very clear. And the fact that he didn't know he'd gone out of character was very
you funny. You ruin things by your perfectionism.
It wasn't perfectionism at all.
I don't think I noticed that you went out of character.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
which tells me how flimsy the character was.
No, or am I bleeding? Or your lack of attention?
Was absolutely my
Pat. What's your social?
209. Chick and I were just arguing about Elvis Costello over here. My favorite.
I tried very hard to like. I remember wanting to like Elvis Costello.
I appreciate him more than I like him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think he's.
I enjoy Elvis Costello.
You know what? I don't know what he. I don't know why he would be remembered, but that's just.
Oh, I love Pump It Up though. Thing. I know that's his most mainstream. It's
my
it seems
aim
to me.
Is true. My name.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl.
I love this.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Singing voice.
I love what he did with the new Basement Tapes. You know what? I might like him.
You do like him.
I love him.
Wait a minute. I think my opinion's changing. Tell me more.
And he's married to Diana Krall, and she's amazing.
She never walked, though. She always is.
Yeah, always on the ground.
Oh, I get it. Crawl. I get it.
Okay, that's as strong as anything you've ever done.
She's lovely. We have a lot to get to. So
got a great Christmas album.
Do we have a new...
I like her.
Does this need any introduction?
Well, Jimmy and I, my son, he's 7 years old.
Oh, tell me everything about your kid.
We're driving.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah, did he say something cute? Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
You know when Jimmy was born, my ex goes, do you think our son will have your hair color? And I said, well, if he uses L'Oreal Medium Edge Brown, yes. I'll be your old. No, we were driving back to the hotel. We're going to use the pool. And I said, Jimmy, I'm going to be back on tomorrow, and I'm out of material. He goes, Daddy, we'll think of something. He said, we'll think of something. So we're in the pool, you know, and we're talking back and forth. He goes, they tease you a lot about your adversity. He didn't say adversity. And I said, yeah, but you got to handle it with a smile. And that's what the song's all about.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. Like brand spanking new.
Handling hard times with a smile?
Yeah, with a smile. And
it have a bell in it?
No, there's no bell. All right. But it's kind of his melody. We're both singing in the pool, and I kind of enjoyed it. It's a fun song. Here we go. Glasses on, please.
Yeah, so you can see your lyrics. Okay.
Now, when he was writing it, were you peeing in the pool?
I probably did once. Oh.
Just let one rip and relax.
My life is a mess. I'm in debt to the IRS. Still, I'm singing. I hit two deer. Total two cars in a year, still I'm singing. My ex hates my guts. I have a strange mole on my nuts. I'm sitting here in court, behind on child support, and I'm singing. I have no cash, no insurance, and a rash. Still I'm singing. Business is slow, but I'm on the radio and I'm singing. Oh, Christy is sweet. Josh wants something to eat. Tom is a dick, and I think I lost Chick, but I'm singing.
Sorry, I'm what?
Wow, you better get that mole checked.
Your son did have a good line.
What?
During the break.
What'd he say?
I'm walking down the hallway. He says, did my dad really go in the girls' room?
I did. Probably threw him.
Is that right?
You were in the men's room, Chick, so I had to.
And also, he just wanted to taste it again. It's been a while.
Gosh.
Wow. Pat... He's assuming you're in there
drinking the
licking the toilet seat, I guess. Like some sort of
freak.
Yes.
Wow.
You are the worst friend ever.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Well,
I haven't had a taste in a while.
Nope, I'm not answering.
I got it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, hey,
how are you?
I have enjoyed the girls' room program.
Well, we both, everybody uses whatever bathroom in this building.
Do what you have to do, I reckon.
Yeah.
I heard a Christy talking about that couple that died and doing the deed.
Yeah, in New Jersey, apparently some guy came home and his wife had apparently been having sex with her, I guess, lover, and they were poisoned by carbon monoxide.
Carbon dioxide.
Monoxide.
You know, I can kindly relate to it on account of all the lot of lizards I've had pin up at the cab over the years. People don't give lot of lizards a lot of credit when it comes to IQ, but you'd be surprised how much they know. I reckon it's all the downtime of listening to Glenn Beck. But I kindly had one get squirrely on me. She wouldn't even take the money till I put the windows down on account of the same day. She was afraid of dying the same way. She'd read somewhere where Peterbilt's had tailpipe trouble. Oh. I told her it was hogwash, and we finally did what I paid for it. I'll never forget it. She had a cell phone that kept ringing and ringing and ringing the entire time, you know. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? And we rely on each other.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of sticks in your head when you think about it.
Yeah, sure.
Anyhow, she was paranoid, even with the windows down. I'd paid for half and half up front, but she kind of skipped out on the first part. We advanced straight to dog fashion. She started to head out. I said, no, I believe you forgot something. Darling boy, she didn't like that being called out. Mm. You know, on account she knows. She kindly patted for a minute, but then finally took her CPAP mask off and went to town like a horse hitting a salt lick.
Yeah.
Boy, chick, this World Cup is something else.
Boy, it yeah, sure it is. Yeah.
It's amazing what them foreigners can do when they put their minds to it.
Good night.
Good night,
boy.
That's the second time CPAP machines have been mentioned this week.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We got to get that story back. Who was it that was that your friend that saw?
Yes,
it? I want to hear that one again. Coming up, we'll get to the CPAP story. We have a giant crocodile in the news. We have an amazing story about animals and loud music and Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
it's really something. It's a big science story. This is the Bob and Tom Show.